How do you fight racism in a supposed post-racial society? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Caitlin Knox, associate professor in the Department of Languages, Linguistics, Literatures, and Cultures at the University of Central Arkansas, examines one instance of doing so in Europe.
In 2010, French rapper Saïdou and sociologist Saïd Bouamama published a deliberately provocative multimedia project titled Duty to Be Insolent, consisting of a rap album and sociological treatise. Broadly speaking, this work denounces institutionalized and systemic discrimination in France. Just a few months after the work was published, an ultra-conservative group, La Griffe, brought a court case against the duo, claiming that one of their songs constituted discriminatory hate speech. Ironically, though, this court case made the work's point just as forcefully, if not more so, than the work itself. Namely, to claim, as the conservative group did, that the duo's denunciation of discrimination in France constituted anti-white speech depends on equating Frenchness and whiteness, the very same association the song in question contests. Ultimately, a Parisian court dismissed the case precisely because of this problematic premise, which, by extension, would ascribe a racial identity to Frenchness. For all the ways in which this case is unique to France, it nevertheless raises challenging questions that resonate across national borders, such as how one can fight racism in places and times deemed supposedly colorblind and post-racial. More troubling, though, are some of the sinister echoes one hears in other national contexts, where minorities' denunciation of systematic and institutionalized discrimination are recast as anti-national positions, and they themselves are erroneously equated with foreigners. Consequently, this case also challenges us to interrogate latent assumptions about national identity and the mechanisms by which they propagate.
That was Caitlin Knox of the University of Central Arkansas. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.